United States.
Campaign calculus. Miscalculation. How wrong could America's pollsters be?
Despite polls being, in essence, tied, gamblers betting on the outcome of America's presidential election are increasingly confident that Donald Trump, the Republican nominee, will win. Polymarket, a prediction market that has seen over $2.6 billion traded on the election, gives him a 2-in-3 chance. Gamblers are, in effect, betting that polls are underestimating him for the third time in a row. Such an error is certainly possible. Polling averages show Kamala Harris or Mr. Trump leading in each of the 7 swing states by a smaller margin than a normal polling error. Democrats fear there will be a repeat of the hefty polling misses of 2016 and 2020 when Mr. Trump did better than expected. But there is no guarantee that the error will be in the same direction this year. Pollsters have gone to great lengths to account for previous mistakes. Opinion polling works by surveying a representative sample of voters. Errors can arise in a number of ways. There is normal statistical variation, which affects all polls, especially those with a small sample size. There is the risk of last-minute swings or unexpected turnout patterns. And there is the biggest headache for pollsters, ensuring their sample is representative. Researchers work hard to do this, finding new ways of reaching voters from certain demographic groups and using weighting samples to increase the relative importance of underrepresented ones. 538, a data journalism outfit, has calculated polling averages for presidential elections going back to 1976. On average, the size of the gap between the poll's findings and the actual margin of victory is 2.7 percentage points nationwide and 4.2 points in individual states. Now, 538 estimates that the largest lead for either candidate in the 7 swing states is just 1.5 points for Mr. Trump in Arizona. Polls in 2016 and 2020 systematically underestimated Mr. Trump's vote, especially in battleground states. After the 2016 election, the post-mortem conducted by APOR, a professional organization of pollsters, pointed to a late swing towards the Republican nominee and over-representation of graduates in poll samples. Most firms began to weight their samples to do a better job of reflecting the education profile of voters. In 2020, the underestimate of Mr. Trump was repeated, but for different reasons. This time, APOR identified non-response bias. Republican voters were less likely to respond to pollsters. One theory is that they were less likely than Biden voters to be at home during the COVID-19 pandemic, twiddling their thumbs and responding to surveys. Another is that Republican voters distrust pollsters, which discourages them from answering surveys. Since 2020, pollsters have been at pains to reach a representative sample. They have experimented with recruitment that appeals to certain sections of society, postcards plastered with patriotic imagery, for example, and new modes, such as text messages. It is anyone's guess whether this will be enough to account for the Democratic bias in response rates, or whether supporters of Mr. Trump are still reluctant to answer polls. If the errors seen in 2020 or 2016 are repeated, even to a small degree, that would be disastrous for Ms. Harris. There are also plenty of plausible scenarios in which polls underestimate support for Ms. Harris. For example, the errors in 2020 could have been pandemic-specific. Pollsters may have since overcorrected for them. Polls can frustrate, but without them we would not be able to say with such confidence that the outcome of the election is a toss-up.